Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, held out a loving
hand. Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. A little blues, little Texas blues there for us. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. It's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Charlie Moore, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Rocket Lawyer Incorporated, rocketlawyer.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Charlie, thanks again for being here. You've got a lot of questions and a lot of answers up on your website. People can go and check out, can't they? The things that you put, where you polled your small business owners.
That's right. We pull them. It's called the Rocket Lawyer Small Business Index. Jim, it's great to be with you again. And increasingly, people to the tune of several thousand a month use our Ask a Lawyer feature, which lets you on your cell phone or on your iPad or on your computer send in a question, any question that you might have, whether it's about estate planning for your business, which is popular, compliance, tax, contracts. You can send that question directly in to us, and a lawyer will respond to your question, not anything generic, within one business day.
Wow, good for you. We appreciate that very much. So, folks, check that out, Rocket Lawyer. One of the things that you've been, rocketlawyer.com, by the way, one of the things you've been your customers have been telling you, and your participants, is that they're also anxious about dealing with the local and federal compliance laws with and compliance. You know, one of the things that's that I actually wrote an article about this last week, Charlie, and that is that the cost of compliance for businesses is more than the government takes in all federal income taxes. Did you know that?
No, and now, and it's an article that you wrote.
$1.88 trillion, large and small companies together, compliance, and they only collect $1.6 trillion in income tax. But here's where it gets worse, Charlie. It costs small businesses double per employee per year for compliance what it costs a big company. So anything you can do to help these folks out is saving them money, and I appreciate that. Give us some examples of what they're upset about.
Right. Well, of course, I would start by saying we want to be governed by laws. We want there are reasons why laws exist, but I couldn't agree with you more that compliance with those laws really needs to be cost-effective for the small business. Things like making it possible to file things electronically, really starting to reduce the burden. I was talking to somebody at the Small Business Administration who put it as well as I've ever heard it, which is the small business owner doesn't wake up in the morning to read the Federal Register. In fact, a lot of your listeners probably don't even know what the Federal
Register is.
Why should they? But it's the list of all the rules and regulations that the federal government has. And, of course, as you said, you have state and local. What we're trying to do is help small businesses to navigate and find the really important and essential ones that not only keep them out of trouble, but can actually present them with business opportunity. Give you an example. If you handle your contracts the right way, you can actually open yourself up to opportunity. If you handle your environmental immigration work the right way, you can open yourself up to opportunities. You can hire people. You can be eligible for tax credits if you understand where those opportunities are. And so, again, I think the easiest thing that we've been able to identify is this Ask a Lawyer feature, because nobody can wake up and read the Federal Register.
That's right.
We can make it simple for you to simply ask about any situation and then get you back from expert, well, here are the rules and regulations that you ought to be aware of, and here are some simpler ways to comply with those rules and regulations. Because the last thing I'll say is the government really does have a long way to go in terms of making it easy on the small business to find these rules and then to comply with them. And the last thing you want to do is get a notice from your city. Business license is a good example. Things like that from the federal government and the state, and then ignore it. Put it into a
shoebox. Oh, yeah, no, that's big trouble because you get fines and penalties and who knows. And I'll tell you something else. There's some stuff you can do with your – if you're hiring people that you haven't you haven't done all you can do to document them, you can find yourself in the world of hurt. And that's what upsets me the most about all this is most small business owners try to do the right thing, Charlie, as you know. And they are honestly trying to think that they're doing the right thing, but they run afoul of some regulation, and what happens is they get slapped around and fined and everything else the first time before somebody comes in and says, okay, we can see how you would miss this. Here's what you got to do from now on. Don't do it anymore. I don't think that's what happens.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, one just that really gives me a chill is more than half of the small businesses that come to Rockefeller, it's the first time they've ever communicated with an attorney. And that was really one of the big issues we're trying to help people through. Folks think that talking to a lawyer is going to be expensive. It's going to actually take them down the path of spending money, when in fact these businesses need to get that initial consultation, tell a lawyer, here's the business that I'm in, right, and then get a simple list of things to do to comply.
Check it out at rocketlawyer.com. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some intellectual property and trademark issues, which, as you know, is something that's very much in the forefront around here on this show. Tintail, right back with Charlie Moore. He's with rocketlawyer.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.